welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello, and welcome back to Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. I think we actually have two of the felines in the studio this afternoon.
Yes, we do. The two regular felines. Oh, you may have just heard a little hissing. This happens sometimes. And a little growling. We have Abby and Honeybee.
Yes, and Honeybee was trying to get under the cover that Abby is sitting on.
Yeah, that didn't work out so well, but I think we're over it already.
We get over things quickly in the cat world.
Yeah, but we're kind of used to little hissing and spitting, and then they get over it.
Yeah, really, all of our cats are very good-natured and get along very okay. Well, except for that additional hissing.
Yeah, there's a little more hissing happening.
Sometimes I think Honeybee just tries to provoke the others.
Yeah, she's a little bit rotten. To us, she kind of acts like a teenager.
Yes.
At this point, she's almost one. She'll be one next month. And she's just got just a tad bit of orneriness in her. It's cute, but especially the older cats, mostly Abby.
Yes.
Just gets kind of irritated with her. She likes to play with Thumper's tail, too.
So. Right. Now, Abby doesn't particularly want anyone in her space.
No.
She just always wants to be where we are.
Right. And she wants to be the only cat where we are.
Right. But that doesn't work when you have four.
No.
So anyway, you may continue to hear that in the background, and we'll just carry on because that's what we do. We had an event. By the time this podcast is posted, it'll be about a week after the event. It was our first annual Warm Up to Market event. And wow.
Oh my gosh. It was so fun.
It was. We had three additional vendors. And a display that we had advertised, a demonstration of some motors that used to run washing machines.
This is going to be a fun podcast because I don't know if you can hear this, but there's a lot of growling. It's really not a big deal, but it keeps happening.
It's distracting, too.
It's very distracting.
So we had the Merc open. And you had a tent of plants and chives.
Yeah, some produce.
Some ornamentals, some edibles, some produce.
Yeah, we had some nice spinach Grower MB. And that was beautiful. It was as big as my head.
That's
which my
true.
Head is really kind of big, so.
It must be all that brain.
Well, thank you.
If you haven't seen that, you might want to scroll back on our Facebook page. Actually, I might even post it along with this podcast, so you can find that. It's interesting.
Yeah, that was a really good variety, though. It looked like it would probably maybe not be tender, but it was very tender, had a wonderful flavor. It's just a giant variety. So that was fun.
Yeah, I haven't had any of it yet. I'll be cooking up some of that later today. And I know you just ate some raw.
I did, yeah. Dirt and all. I don't care.
There you go.
I do it all the time.
Straight from the garden.
I know where it came from, and I know there was nothing harmful sprayed on it. So I'm good with that.
Yes.
Little soil won't hurt a person.
That's true. So we had our neighbors who have honey, Be My Honey, and mm-hmm. they brought some of their items over. They had several different size jars of honey. They had honey sticks, which I saw kids enjoying.
Yeah.
We had mushrooms. Our friends at Hazel Ann Farm had oyster and shiitake mushrooms.
Yeah.
I'll be cooking some of those later today mm-hmm. as well. And we had
Jason Connor was here from Prairie Pines Farm.
Yes, and he had wool dryer balls, some felting kits. I had to have him explain what that was, and now I know and I want to do it.
Yeah, and he was spinning.
He was. He
that
brought
was so
a spinning
cool.
wheel and was doing a demo of that.
Yeah, that was very cool.
And people were just hanging out in the corn crib. They'd come in and get their scones and a cup of coffee
and
go have those in the crib, look at the garden. It was just, and it was a beautiful day.
It was, yeah, it was just a little bit chilly, but it wasn't windy. And by the time we were done, the sun was out and it was just about perfect.
It was. And we just had the best time. People came and talked and visited with us, with vendors, with each other. Oh, meat. We had Whitaker beef here.
We had Whitaker here. Yes.
In my mind, I was going around those out in the yard, and he brought his big trailer with the freezers. And I mean, he was just selling meat hand over fist out of the back of that trailer.
Yeah, that was great. He had a whole bunch of orders.
He did.
And people loved that. And we, speaking of orders, we had many orders for scones.
A record number.
Record number. We, for the first time ever, we sold out of every flavor before we even started.
That was incredible.
We had six different flavors this time. So that was unbelievable. There were cars lined up all along the farm and just people enjoying themselves. And it was just exactly what we know that this property is for.
I think you'll be seeing some more of these kinds of events at the Farm Fresh Mercantile.
Yeah, it was really fun. We had the Mercantile is now expanded to its full size.
Yeah, we can't get any bigger.
No, we can't get any bigger with that building. But we had a lot of people that had noticed. And so that felt good. It's like, you know, they walked in and really noticed that we have made some changes there. So that was really nice. And there were a lot of people that we have seen over the winter, but a lot that we hadn't.
And that was fun.
And just people that we don't even know.
Yes, reconnect with people. And some of our fans and customers are bringing their friends. And people were just carloads coming.
Yeah, it was
and
so
that
nice.
Was, we appreciate that so much from all of you who listen and follow us on social media and come to the market and see us. We really, truly appreciate your support.
Yeah, we do. And the other vendors really appreciated that too. And, this was kind of a test to see how it would go. And, you know, we weren't really sure because, again, you know, we're still surprised every time that people drive out here. We're only 9 miles from Charleston, which is the closest town. But people do come out
and when GPS doesn't find us.
Yeah, GPS doesn't find us. And so we try to tell people that and warn them. We've reported it. We know that that's an issue, but, it still has not been corrected.
So if you are coming out to one of our events or when the Mercantile is open, scroll through Facebook or message us or something, and we will get the directions to you. Don't follow your GPS.
No,
you end up in some private drive on a dead end road.
Right. And it seems like that is consistent, at least. The same people end up at the same spot, but it's not at the farm.
Right. I actually need to find out where that is so
we can. And apologize to that poor.
Right. Maybe we'll take them some scones.
Because they're getting a lot of traffic, I'm sure.
Yes. But it was just a wonderful day, a wonderful event.
Yeah, it was. And we had not met Jason from Prairie Pines Farm. And so we were able to meet him for the first time and bought one of the products that he was offering, which are these dryer balls.
We are converts.
We're totally about all of that. And we've used them, I think, 3 or 4 times already just since yesterday.
And it hasn't even been 24 hours.
No. And I absolutely love them. They cut down on the dryer time. There's no chemicals involved.
I love that in particular.
Oh, yeah. That's kind of where we're headed with everything.
Yes, we are always looking for an area where we can reduce our use of chemicals. Now, when I say chemicals, I mean those man-made, potentially harmful, problematic things. you know, don't read into that very strict version. There are a lot of, I mean, salt is a chemical.
Right.
But that's not what we're talking no. about, folks. We're talking about these long names that are made in a lab that no one can actually yeah. pronounce.
All that synthetic junk that's really just not good for you. So one of the areas that we really wanted to work on is fabric softener.
Yes.
And we do use some vinegar, and we can use that in the summer, and that works perfectly fine for our clothes to kind of soften them up. But we find in the winter we need a little more than that. So we still are buying, we try to buy the purest fabric softener that we can. But one, it's expensive, and we've been, that's an area that we wanted to improve. So we tried these dryer balls, and they are absolutely, they get the fuzz off the clothes.
They work beautifully.
And I just put a little bit of, just a couple drops of essential oil. I put a little lavender on them. You can change that out whenever you want. And the clothes smell fabulous. They're soft. They dry quicker. It is an unbelievable product, and I am so glad we invested in that.
Absolutely. And I think that fabric softener in the washing machine has been kind of gunking it
does.
Up.
It does. Yeah, it definitely does. And
getting a buildup. Yeah. So I'm happy to not have that right. anymore.
Yeah, so I'm very happy to have that. And that is a product that we will be carrying in the Mercantile.
Yes.
So in the fall, we will start carrying Prairie Pines Farm dryer ball product, at least that.
Yes.
And that's going to be good, because that really is what we're all about. And it's like we just keep expanding to other artisans. And, you know, we have Cheryl's photography and
oh, yes, those are beautiful.
And, those are really getting a lot of attention. So we're so happy to be able to do that, and to be able to maybe help out some of the local artisans, because we do have a place now that
right.
people will come to. And I think that just helps all of us.
It does.
And it helps our customers.
And that is one of our primary goals, is to curate these different products and ideas and present them to our customers and offer them as a way to reduce your dependence on chemicals and live a more rich, full life.
Yeah, that's our goal. Even with the photography, you know, it's all nature. It's all real stuff. Some of the photos she actually took right here, including our little honeybee is in
yes,
one.
Yes, we have a featured little honeybee picture.
Yeah. So to me, even surrounding yourself with the beauty of the photography is part of making your life better.
Absolutely.
And the more that we can do that, and Hazel Ann Farm was here, and they brought these mushrooms, and I don't, you know, we talked with all the vendors that were here yesterday, and I think they will all be back. We already have a commitment from Jim at Whitaker.
Oh yes, he's
fall,
a regular.
Yeah, he will be back and offer meat products. As you know, we don't eat a lot of that, but our customers do.
They do. And when we do eat meat, we choose a very high quality yeah. with a provider that we know how they treat their
right.
animals and what their standard of quality is.
Right.
And they have an excellent standard of quality.
Yes, they do. And so we're happy to welcome them back in the fall too.
Yes. It was really fun to have Be My Honey Campbell's
oh, yeah.
here. Like I said earlier, they're neighbors, and we are pretty sure that their honey and our honey would be about the closest
oh, yeah,
possible flavors, because our bees probably are all sharing the same flowers
right.
all around.
So I appreciated them, because we're
yes.
out of honey right now. And I appreciated them being here. And they have a great
yeah,
product.
They do. And they filled a need.
Yes.
At this
there were a lot
point.
Of people
yes.
at their booth yesterday. So that was
so,
fantastic.
Yeah. And that, it's fun just to sit and be able to talk to your neighbors and share those kinds of experiences.
Yeah, because we spend a lot of time together at the market, and we will start all of that process again in a couple weeks.
We will. And there's a block party coming up, the 18th Street Block Party, and we will be there on May 4th with our products. And then the farmers market starts May 18th and will run through the end of September. So we're looking forward to that.
Yeah. And just about every customer that came in yesterday to the Merc asked about when does the market start. So we were able to talk to people, and they're so excited about it. They can't wait.
And we are excited too. And yeah, this was a great warm-up event.
Yes, it was. So I think it was a huge success and possibly deserves a cowbell.
Cowbell it is.
So there you have it. So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.